दन्तैर्विडम्बितककुब्जशूरहासम् सद्यो सुभिः सह विनिष्यति दारुहर्तुः विस्फुर्जितैर्धनुष उच्चरतो अधिसैन्ये वक्षस्थलस्पर्शरुग्नमहेन्द्रवाः दन्तैर्विडम्बितककुब्जशूरहासम् सद्यो सुभिः सह विनिष्यति दारुहर्तुः विस्फुर्जितैर्धनुष उच्चरतो अधिसैन्ये वक्षस्थलस्पर्शरुग्नमहेन्द्रवाः दन्तैर्विडम्बितककुब्जशूरहासम् सद्यो सुभिः सह विनेष्यति दारुहर्तुः विस्फुर्जितैर्धनुष उच्चरतो अधिसैन्ये वर्ड बाय वर्ड मीनिंग वक्षस्थलम् चेस्ट स्पर्श टच बाय रुग्ण ब्रोकन महाइंद्र द किंग ऑफ हेवन वाह द कन्वेयर दंते by the trunk, Vidambita, illuminated, Kakupjusha, all directions thus being so, Udahasam, overtaken by laughter, Sadhya, within no time, Asubhi by the life, Saha along with Vineshati Vatskil Darahartu of the one who kidnapped the wife, Vispurjitai by the tingling of the bow, Dhanusha bow, Uccharata strolling fast, Adisaini in the midst of the fighting soldiers of both sides. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.A. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: when Ravana was engaged in the battle, the trunk of the elephant which carried the king of heaven, Indra, broke in pieces, having collided with the chest of Ravana, and the scattered broken parts illuminated all directions. Ravana therefore felt proud of his prowess and began to loiter in the midst of the fighting soldiers, thinking himself the conqueror of all directions. But his laughter, overtaken by joy, along with his very air of life, suddenly ceased with the tingling sound of the bow of Ramachandra, the personality of God. Purport: however powerful a living being may be, when he is condemned by God, no one can save him. And similarly, however weak one may be, if he is protected by the Lord, no one can annihilate him. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurvanmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutade Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutade Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchata Deshatarane. Namo Mahapadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauratvishe Namaha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanam Sute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vancha Kalpataru Bhesha Krupa Sindhote Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So, taking blessings of Nartaki Mataji. I didn't know that Mataji is here. Thank you, Mataji. So today is also a very auspicious day. It is Chaitra Shukla Pratipada, the first day of Chaitra month. Is also called as Gudi Padwa in Maharashtra. South it is called as Ugudi. So today's day is also very important, very, very significant from various angles. First of all, on this day it is explained that Lord Brahma, he started his secondary creation, beginning of the universe, on this particular day when he started. So Kudi means flag of Brahma, and Padva is the first day, so therefore it is called as Gudi Padva. Brahmaji started the creation on this auspicious day. According to, if somebody wants to date back the beginning of the creation, then today is that day when the secondary creation started. It is also explained that Brahmaji created the concepts of days, weeks, months, year on this day. The original concept of days, weeks, Somvar, Mangalvar, Budhvar, like this, everywhere. Today is also the incarnation of Matsya Avatar, the first incarnation of Vishnu, as many know, as Leela Avatar. Lord Vishnu came as Meena Sharira, in the form of a fish, fish incarnation. So today is that auspicious day. It is also explained that Lord Ram, he returned to Ayodhya along with Mother Sita, Janaki Mata, on this very day, and there were a lot of celebrations in Ayodhya. The devotees, the residents of Ayodhya, they were very happy to receive Lord Ram after 14 years. So today is that auspicious day. Gudi also represents the victory of good over the evil. That is the symbol, that is the representation of Gudi. How it is made, it is when bamboo stick is taken, it is covered with silken cloth, tied with neem leaves and some sweets, batasha or something. And it is covered with either silver or copper pot. So that represents the good, and good over the evil. So this is a very, very auspicious day. People get up early in the morning, they take oil bath, they put on fresh clothes, new clothes especially. Decorate their homes, make rangolis, and then do puja, hoist gudi, do puja and distribute prasad. So we'll see what is the significance of wearing new clothes. We discard old clothes and wear new clothes. That means we no longer keep that old identity. with the old clothes, and we have fresh new clothes. Similarly, our gross and subtle body is also changing. Gross and subtle body is also considered to be a cloth over the soul. Vamsaṃsya jīraṇāni yathā vihāya navāni gṛhṇāti narūparāṇi tathā śarīrāri vihāya jīraṇāni anyāni saññāti navāni dehi. So just like a person puts on new clothes, giving up the old ones, similarly the soul gives up the old body, and the body is no longer we can maintain in this body. Then ultimately we have to give up this body. And by the laws of nature we are given a new fresh body. This is at the gross level. And at a subtle level we can give up the subtle body with old thoughts which we are carrying for many, many days, years and lifetimes. We have to give up all those old negative thoughts and upgrade our consciousness with Krishna consciousness. When we hear about Krishna Katha, Krishna's stories, then we are actually upgrading our consciousness. And that should be the always the case. We should not again go back and try to wear old clothes, old thoughts, old negativity, grudges towards others. One has to give up all those. Then only one can advance in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise one will remain stuck at one place. So therefore today is a very, very important, auspicious day on which we need to really meditate on this. We need to really take shelter of the process and elevate our consciousness. Because there are so many anarthas, negativity towards other, offensive mentality, which is a very detrimental in our spiritual life. If we keep harboring that kind of mentality, then there will not be victory of the good over the evil. The evil will take over. We must understand this. Within ourselves, there is a good and bad. If you want to become really victorious in the life, then the negativity should not take over us. Right? Then only one will be victorious in the life. And one may be in any position, in any varna or ashram. What is our consciousness? That is extremely important. Therefore, it is not important where you stay, whichever ashram you may stay, brahmachari, vanaprastha, grahastha, sannyasi, somebody may be brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra. That is not important. Where our consciousness stays, that is important. It is not important which service we do. It is important in which consciousness we do that service. It may be very insignificant service, cleaning the temples, washing the pots of the deities, which is a very menial service. But Lord Krishna is observing that, in what consciousness we are performing that service. So therefore it is a consciousness that pleases the Lord. It is also not important which cloth we wear, or what is the color of our cloth, or what is the color of our body, the skin, white, black, brown, yellow. One may be in any part of the world, our color of the cloth is not important. What is the color of our consciousness? That is important. So therefore, one has to struggle to rise above the evil and understand what is there within us. There are negative forces within us which are keeping us behind, not allowing us to progress forward. Sometimes we may point fingers to others that this person is a fault, that person is a fault. It is because of him or her that I am not making progress, right? But it is not like that. It is our own within anarthas which are holding us back. So therefore, it is very, very important to understand our own nature, our own self, and how that self is powerful, and how that soul can come out of the cycle of birth and death. That will be the ultimate victory. So therefore, here we can see Lord Brahma. He is the first born living entity in the entire universe. We can imagine the entire universe. When it began, he was alone on the lotus flower which sprouted from the navel of Garbhadakshay Vishnu. He was alone in that darkness, without knowing what is the source, who he is. He was trying to understand. And the message came from within to perform tapasya. Tapa. He was asked to perform tapasya to take up his next service of secondary creation. And he performed tapasya for many, many years. Hundreds of years according to demigods' years. And he was given that knowledge from within his heart. Tena Brahma Rudaya Adikavaye. That within his heart the knowledge was given how to create. So he performed tapasya in the right consciousness. And he was able to create so many living entities, varieties of species of life. And during the creation also, there were a lot of challenges. And it is explained that he gave up his body. Now we may think that if he gives up his body, how is he surviving? But his body is not material like we think. His body is extremely subtle elements. It is explained that his body is made up of intelligence. So how one can give up that body? Avaracharya is explained that it means he gave up that mentality of the previous thoughts, previous conditionings, and rose above him to the higher understanding. There is a higher level of understanding. He ultimately came to that standard. And it is explained that Brahmaji has passed his 50 years. He is already 50 years old. His second half is started. And Brahmaji has been witnessing all the incarnations which are coming. Because he is the first one living it. In a day of Brahma, there are 14 Manus. Every Manu has a particular avatar associated with that Manu. There are Leela avatars, there are Guna avatars, there are Manvantara avatars, there are Yuga avatars, there are Shaktavish avatars. So Brahmaji has been witnessing all these various avatars. And he knows that. He knows each and every avatar. What are the pastimes they do? What are the activities they do? And he knows that in a day of Brahma, Lord Krishna comes. And in that day of Brahma, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also comes. So though he is witnessing so many avatars, he is eagerly waiting for that moment when Lord Krishna appears. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears in this earth planet, they give up their own abode of Golok Vrindavan. And from such a far place they come to this small tiny earth planet. Can we imagine? Earth is such a universe, a big spread. And in that earth, there is a one earth. It is like a small dot. If we look at the universe from a very distant place, then even we will not be able to identify where is our earth. It is a small, tiny spot in the entire, even may not be that also. Very small, tiny place. Lord comes all the way from that place to this planet. We can imagine the mercy of the Lord. So many avatars, they have come to this small planet. And what is the purpose of all these incarnations coming to this planet? Or various other universe also, they Vara avatar and Meena avatar, they expand in universe that is there. But they come to this earth planet for us, to help us, to guide us, to give the message that we have forgotten him. We have forgotten Krishna. We have forgotten our original home. And we are trying to make home in this material. Right? Temporary home. My sweet home. Right? So therefore, the purpose of incarnation is to help us to elevate our understanding. To guide us. Yes, we can make home in this material world, no problem with that. We need home, without which we cannot stay on the roads or so. But we must know that there is our eternal home. We should be aspiring to go back to that place. Because when we go to home, what happens? We are very happy, comfortable, here relaxed, no anxiety, right? That is our home, where we feel no anxiety. So the original home, the spiritual world, Vaikuntha or Golok Vrindavan, there is no anxiety. Vaikuntha means no anxiety. A place where there is no anxiety. That is the original home. And Lord comes us to give us that message that you are originally from that home. Why you are suffering in this material world? please come back to me. Just like a father calls his son. Son has gone somewhere. Father is waiting for his child to come back. When the child comes back to father, child is very happy. He feels comfortable, completely secure. Similarly, our original home where Lord Krishna is the original father, who gives us the complete security. There is no anxiety there. So therefore, that is a place where we should be aspiring to go. And here Brahma is telling the stories of, in short, he is telling the stories of various avatars, various incarnations. He is telling very in crisp the story of Lord Ram has come in 3 verses, very nice. And the difference what I observed, there is no kind of guru's evidence or shastric evidence, what I observed is that many avataras come, they do their job quickly and go away. Mean avatar, Vara avatar, Narsingh avatar, quickly. But Lord Ram, Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, they stay for many years. Lord Ram stayed for many years. So we can learn lot of things from Lord Ram. Lord Krishna also stayed for 125 years. And there are so many things to learn from Lord Krishna. In Vrindavan he performed pastimes. And the avatar of Lord Chaitanya, which many don't know, because Lord Chaitanya, he did not reveal easily. His incarnation was a hidden incarnation, Channa avatar. Even in the Shastras it is not directly mentioned. It is indirectly mentioned that Lord Chaitanya is Lord Krishna himself, who came 500 years before in the town of Nadia, West Bengal. And he performed his pastimes. And especially when Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya, Lord Gauranga, they come, what they do? They bring all the demigods with them. They bring their eternal associates with them. And they perform such wonderful pastimes just to attract our mind. So that we become attracted, absorbed in those stories. And that will help us to elevate our consciousness. So when Lord Ram came in Treta Yuga, Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, Kali Yuga, Treta Yuga, Lord Ram came, and Srila Rupa Goswami, somebody had given more detail on that Lord came in the 24th millennium. This is the 28th millennium. So, 4 Mahayuga before, Divya Yugas before Lord Ram came. And still his glories are sung till today. The big temple is constructed, Lalaram. Right? And when Lord Ram came, we have seen how he was sent to forest and the entire mission of constructing the bridge. and then finally rescuing Sita, fighting with Ravana. And here Brahma is keeping this wonderful incident of the fight between Lord Ram and Ravana. This fight was going on for many years, many days. And it is explained that when Lakshmana got injured, he was lying there. Lord Ram came to him to help him. And then we know that how Hanumanji, he went to Himalayas, he brought those special herbs, Vishalyakarani, Sanjeevakarani. And how he healed Lakshmana. And then Lord Ram was fighting with Ravana. Ravana was on his golden chariot. And Lord Ram was on the ground. He was shooting thousands of arrows at Lord Ram. And Lord Ram was also fighting back. So when demigods were also watching this fight, that Lord Ram is standing on the ground. So at that time, Indra, he wanted to assist Lord Ram. And he decided that he will send his chariot driver, Matali, along with the chariot. He should be on the chariot. He cannot be on the ground. There has to be equal fight. So he called his chariot driver Matali. And he gave his chariot, which had 1,000 horses. 1,000 horses. It was a very huge, powerful chariot. Indra offered that to Lord Ram. And along with that, he sent his own chariot driver, Matali. He gave lot of celestial weapons. He gave his own golden armor, so that Lord Ram is safely protected, even if there are many arrows. And that chariot descended from the heaven next to Lord Ram. And it was offered to Lord Ram. Lord Ram was very respectful. Before boarding the chariot or climbing the chariot, he circumambulated that chariot first. The chariot was not touching the ground, it was in the air. A special staircase came for Lord Ram to climb. Lord Ram climbed on the chariot, and then he bore the golden armor. And then he started fighting with Ravana, who was shooting arrows, and Lord Ram was also shooting arrows. Ravana sent one astra or arrow which created thousands of snakes which were emanating fire from their mouth. They were coming towards Lord Ram, hissing. And Lord Ram, he created another weapon, arrow, by which thousands of eagles were created. Very strong, powerful eagles were created. And those eagles, with their talons and beaks, they ate up all those snakes. And in this way, Lord Ram defended himself. And the fight was going on. Hundreds of arrows, thousands of arrows were shooting at each other. And it appeared that Lord Ram is getting fatigued. He is not able to win. Because there were so many arrows were shot that there was darkness created. So we can imagine the power of both the warriors. All the soldiers, they stopped fighting. The demigods were watching from the sky. All the Vanara Sena, they were also watching how these two great warriors are fighting. It was a really awesome fight. And then Ravana shot some arrow by which it appeared that it is very difficult to defend. But then Lord Ram took the help of javelin which was given by Indra and sent that javelin to that dart arrow, and then that it was made powerless. It fell on the ground. And then Lord Ram started shooting the arrows. And this small, wonderful incident of Indra's elephant, Airavat, also happened to be there. I tried to search it two places, but I couldn't find. But here in Srimad Bhagavatam gives more deeper insights, more details. So we must know that this Airavat was also present during this fight between Lord Ram and Ravana. And this Airavata's trunk has hit Ravana's chest. Airavata is also very powerful. Lord and Ravana is also very powerful. So Ravana is so powerful, it is explained. Here it is explained that Airavata's trunk got broken. Airavata's trunk got broken because of his hard chest. His chest is so hard. You can imagine how much hard-hearted he was. Right? Isn't it? So Lord Ram wants to make everyone soft-hearted. Krishna wants to make everyone soft-hearted. Our heart should be very soft. Then only we can realize Krishna. If our heart is hard-hearted, we cannot realize Krishna. And all the anarthas, negativity, they make our heart hard-hearted. We become very tough, very rigid, very stubborn. So the Krishna consciousness process is to make us very soft, gentle, compassionate. So here the elephant was, his elephant trunk was splashed into pieces and broken into pieces. And that gave so much joy to Ravana. Right? He was so happy, he started celebrating. He came in the midst of both the armies. And he thought that now I am victorious. I have broken the trunk of this elephant, Airavata. It was a momentary pleasure. It was not eternal pleasure. Temporary gain. Eternal loss. Or temporary loss and eternal gain, what we want, it depends upon us. So therefore, demons, they take pleasure in temporary gains. Devotees are focused on eternal. What is the eternal? Sat. We are aspiring for that. We want to achieve that sat, eternal. Temporary things will change, but eternal will never change. So therefore, our soul is eternal. Soul can be happy with eternal. Soul cannot be happy with the temporary situations of this material world. So therefore, this human form of life is given to realize that eternal, to understand what is the eternal, how to achieve that. And this fight between Lord Ram and Ravana also signifies that ultimately there is a victory of good over the evil. Lord Ram ultimately became victorious. We must understand. Because he is the Supreme Personality of God. He came to establish Dharma. Ravana had gathered his power from Brahma, Shiva. They gave him power. But the power of Brahma and Shiva is also temporary. Especially Brahma's power is temporary. So that the powers given by the demigods is temporary. Our life is temporary. How long we can try to maintain that? So therefore, there is a lesson to learn from these stories. That if you want to become victorious in the life, then we need to take shelter of the Supreme Lord. We need to know what is eternal, what is permanent, which doesn't change. We need to aspire for that. So Srila Prabhupada here explains that if somebody is protected by God, then even that person may be a very weak person. If he is protected by the God, nobody can harm that person. But if the Lord is not protecting, then even that person may be very powerful. That person will get ultimately vanquished. We must know this principle. And therefore, ultimately, we have to take shelter of the Supreme Lord. So here, today is that auspicious day where we can meditate the victory of good over the evil. Lord Ram becoming victorious and again going back to Ayodhya on this day. Lord Brahma's also, we can see that how Brahma, he was witnessing the pastimes of Lord Krishna. At one time, he was observing Krishna playing with his cowherd friends. And they were playing, they were sharing their tiffins with each other. They were eating from each other's tiffins, putting certain things in the mouth of Krishna and then eating that. So Brahma, for a moment, he thought that how this child could be a supreme god. He's an ordinary cowherd boy. How this child can be a supreme god? Momentarily he got illusion. Our consciousness gets illusion continuously, but Brahma got illusion for a moment. Right. And he thought that let us test. He wanted to test Lord Krishna. And he tried to steal Lord Krishna's friends, Lord Krishna's cows. He stole them. and put in a cave. Lord Brahma, he did this kind of thing. Supreme God had helped him to give the knowledge from within. When there was a disturbance, Bhumi Devi approached Lord Brahma. Brahma approached Vishnu and there was a message transmission. And it was told to Brahma that I am going to appear, please be ready. That Brahma got vivid. So we can imagine how illusion can be very powerful, how the ignorance can be powerful. And then later he repented. He repented, he understood that he has created a big mistake. And then he went to a place in Navadvip called as Antardvip, where he performed austerities. He was repenting for a long time. Repentance is not just a ritual that I just say sorry and forgive and again do the same thing. That is not repentance. Repentance means one has to change the mentality of doing the wrong things. That is important. Then that repentance has some value. Otherwise it's a ritual. Hathi Mata. It's like an elephant taking bath and again committing offense. Taking again putting the dirt. So he went to Antardvip and where Lord Gauranga appears and revealed to him that in future I am going to come. So you also come. And you will also come as Haridas Thakur. You will take birth in a Yavana family. And you will continuously chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Not once, but 300,000 times daily. That is the quote of Macharishala Haridas Thakur. So, he came and maybe next time we'll continue how these other wonderful pastimes. So the mercy of Lord Gauranga is very amazing. We can hear it. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.